The man considered this and nodded. "Would the other end be the Bridgeton end?" he asked the woman.
"Yes, indeed."
The man with the odd blue eyes nodded. "We're going to the writer's house."
"Kara laughs," she said at once. "It's a beautiful house. I've seen it from the lake, but I don't know which driveway."
"It's 19, the man said. They were currently passing the one marked 27. From this end of Turtleback Lane, the numbers would go down rather than up.
"What do you want with him, if I may be so bold?"
It was the boy who answered.
"We want to save his life."
7. Roland recognized the steeply descending driveway at once. Even though he'd last seen it under black, thundery skies, and much of his attention had been taken by the brilliant flying Tahine. There was no sign of Tahine or other exotic wildlife today. The roof of the house below had been dressed with copper instead of shingles at some point during the intervening years, and the wooded area beyond it had become a lawn, but the driveway was the same, with a sign reading "Kara Laughs" on the left-hand side and one bearing the number 19 in large numerals on the right. Beyond was the lake, sparkling blue in the strong afternoon light. From the lawn came the blat of a hard-working small engine. Roland looked at Jake and was dismayed by the boy's pale cheeks and wide, frightened eyes.
"What? What's wrong?"
"He's not here, Roland. Not him, not any of his family. Just a man cutting the grass."
"Nonsense! You can't—"
Mrs. Tassenbaum began.
"I know!" Jake shouted at her. "I know, lady!"
Roland was looking at Jake with a frank and horrified sort of fascination. But in his current state, the boy either did not understand the look or missed it entirely.
"Why are you lying, Jake?"
the gunslinger thought. And then on the heels of that,
"He's not."